KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. In high school sports around the area last night at boys track, the Glenwood Ram Relays held. It was Glenwood winning the meet with 152 points. Atlantic, the runner-up with 92. Harlan with 86 was third. Lewis Central, fourth with 80 points. Thomas Jefferson with 65 was fifth. Clarinda, St. Albert, Red Oak, Abraham Lincoln, and Creston round out the rest of the field. First place winners in that meet last night included Maverick Decker of Glenwood in the 100, James Fuller of Glenwood in both the 200 and the 400. Jay Wolf of Creston won the 800-meter title. Eldon Warner of Thomas Jefferson took the 1600. Josh Sunberg of Red Oak, the winner in the 3200. Dane Cruz of Glenwood won the 110 hurdles. Brendan Holmes of Atlantic took the 400 hurdles title. In the field events, Jackson Scott Brown of St. Albert won the discus. Alec Hayes of Atlantic won the high jump. Avery Thomas of Abe Lincoln the long jump. And Jackson Scott Brown of St. Albert took the shot put title. The Glenwood relay teams won the 4x100, 200, 400, the shuttle hurdle, and the distance medley relay, while Harlan took the 4x800-meter title in that meet last night. In girls' track, the Clarinda Lady Cardinal relays were held last night with two different classes. The girls' Class 2A team scoring showed Glenwood on top with 165 points. Creston with 114 was second. Shenandoah third with 95. Clarinda, Thomas Jefferson, Red Oak, and Atlantic round out the rest of the seven teams. First place winners last night included Jadra Moses of Clarinda winning both the 100 and the 200. Natalie Mostick of Creston the 400. Kate Walker of Red Oak took the 800 and the 1500 meter titles. Tiffany Williams of Atlantic the champ in the 3000 meters. Miranda Ruth of Glenwood won the 100 hurdles. Sydney Nielsen of Shenandoah the 400 hurdles. Serena Parker of Shenandoah won the discus title. J.C. Embry of Glenwood took the shot put crown. Sydney Nielsen of Shenandoah the long jump. Molly Dean of Glenwood won the high jump. In the relay events, Clarinda won the 4x100, Glenwood the 4x200, Thomas Jefferson the 4x400, Creston wins the 4x800. Also, Glenwood took the shuttle hurdle, while Creston teams won both the sprint medley and distance medley relays. In the Class A division at the Lady Cardinal Relays last night, it was Griswold winning the team title with 128 points, Trainer with 62 points, the runner-up. Bedford also had 62 points. Sydney with 55 was fourth. Mount Air and Lennox were fifth with 48 points each. St. Albert, Riverside, Essex, Southwest Valley, and East Mills are the rest of the field. First place winners last night included Lexi Larson of Sydney in the 100, Callie Calfee of Bedford in the 200, Chris Ann Stephanie of St. Albert wins the 400, Katie Dukes of Lennox the 800, Alex Flippin of Griswold wins the 1500 meters, Mackenzie Hulsing of Sydney takes the 3000 title, Laura Hempel of Trainer wins the 400, the 100 hurdles. Rebecca Topham of Griswold, the 400 hurdles. Jackie Rush of Griswold took the discus crown. Madeline Deichler of Trainer took the shot put title. Callie Calfee of Bedford wins the long jump. Sarah Waddell of East Mills, the high jump. Essex took the 4x100, Bedford the 4x200, Griswold wins the 4x4 and 4x800-meter relay events. Stanton's team took the shuttle hurdle crown, Lennox wins the sprint medley, and St. Albert's team won the distance medley relay in that event last night. In high school soccer and golf action last night, first in boys golf, it was Atlantic down in Kemper Catholic, 152-163. Kyle Nelson of Atlantic, the medalist, shooting the 36 for the low round. Zach Stork of Atlantic shot 38 for runner-up honors. Also in boys golf, Shenandoah beat Clarinda 164-166 with Carlton Ron of Clarinda shooting the low round of 36. In girls golf, Atlantic beat Kemper Catholic 182-200 last night. Erin Olson of Atlantic shot a 38, good for medalist honors, while her teammate Brooke Newell was runner-up with a 40. Clarinda beat Shenandoah 191-202. Maddie Davidson of Clarinda shot the low round of 43. Also in soccer last night, in boys action, it was Lewis Central edging Atlantic 2-1. Kemper Catholic beat Harlan 2-0. Creston over Sheraton 8-0. Tri-Center beat Riverside 8-2. In girls soccer, Atlantic over Trainer 2-1. Harlan beat Creston 4-2. Tri-Center over Riverside 8-0. Lewis Central downing Denison 10-0. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, the Cardinals game with the Cubs was postponed due to a forecast of rain and cold weather. A makeup date for the postponement wasn't announced. It'll probably be later this summer. Lance Lynn, the winner of at least 15 in games in each of the past three seasons, was scheduled to start for the Cardinals against Jake Arrieta for Chicago. Game 3 of that series is set for this afternoon. should it be played. We'll have it for you here on KJAN. 12:25 this afternoon will be the start time of the broadcast. In action yesterday in the American League, Baltimore beat Tampa Bay 6-5. Texas over Oakland 3-1. The Angels beat Seattle 2-0. In the National League, Atlanta beat Miami 12-2. Colorado over Milwaukee 5-2. Arizona 7-6 over San Francisco. And San Diego down the LA Dodgers 7-3. And in basketball, the Connecticut Huskies are the NCAA women's basketball champions for the 10th time. All of those titles under head coach Gino Auriemma. Kalina Mosqueda Lewis and Mariah Jefferson each scored 15 points as the Huskies earned a 63-53 triumph over Notre Dame. Brianna Stewart had 8 points and 15 rebounds to help UConn earn its third straight title. Stewart claimed most outstanding player honors in the tournament for the third time. Auriemma ties UCLA's John Wooden for the most NCAA basketball championships. That's Check Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.